All right, this third segment here of the Bagpipe Brothers. We are bashing Giddens because he was wrong, as usual, but he never traveled.
I had to walk the plank on the soggy ball.
He never traveled on the soggy ball. He just went to the island where the pizzas were. All right, are you smarter than a romper rumor? And you know what? Sometimes, Bauman, we are because, you know, these questions, even though they tell you that they are, you know, 1 through 5th grade, some of them, planet that closest to the sun?
That's easy.
It's Earth.
Yeah, I mean, come on. No, seriously. I mean, but some of these questions are not what I consider 1st through 5th grade.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they're easier than 1st grade.
Yeah, sometimes they're tougher than 5th. Sometimes there's a reason why I didn't finish.
You didn't finish?
No. Mm-mm. No, I didn't. All right. He's first. He's in the lead.
All right, Giddens.
All right. Is it same categories?
Same categories. Math, science, English, history, social studies, and geography.
All right. So since English got me last time, I'm going to go 1st grade English.
What is the opposite of fast?
Hey, and I'm on a fast right now.
Eating? He's going to say eating.
It's slow.
Correct.
Oh, good God. I'll take 1st grade English as well. I'll just mimic him and see if I can't beat him. Now, watch this. This will be, what is the hypotenuse of something?
How many syllables are in the word elephant?
3.
Correct.
Oh, I was hoping.
I'm surprised David didn't get out of his hands and clap it.
Well, that's I had to count. I took my shoe off, and if it was more than 5, I was in trouble.
All right,
you got fingers and toes.
I can't do both of them at the same time. I'm dyslexic.
Ah, understandable. All right, let's go 2nd grade science.
It's a planet question.
Ooh.
Which planet is famous for its rings?
Mm. Are you kidding me?
It's 2nd grade. What do you want?
Go ahead.
This is as easy as the other ones.
I know.
Go Saturn. Ahead.
Correct.
Okay. 2nd grade science. Now give me, what is the chemical function of some kind of something? I know it's coming.
Which simple machine is found on a seesaw?
Say that again.
Which simple machine is found on a seesaw?
What kind of 2nd grade question is that?
What type of machine is a seesaw?
Just mark me up as wrong.
It's a lever.
That's a 2nd grade question, and he gets what planet has a ring around it.
You would have said Earth.
No, I would have said whatever woman's engaged.
All right, Giddens, you're up.
All right,
in the lead.
Got social studies, geography,
and math.
Is social studies the same as history?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do 3rd grade history.
You said what? Third?
Yeah.
Who was the famous female pilot who disappeared over the Pacific Ocean?
Good God.
That's Amelia Earhart.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
Wait.
Wrong. Here's my chance to tie it up. I'll take 3rd grade history to tie it up.
Earhart, not Earnhardt.
Oh. See, you're already wanting to be NASCAR. You are wrong.
Earhart and Earnhardt.
I'm sorry. It's wrong. Who's the worst player in Major League Baseball? It's not Ronald Acuna. It's Acuna. No. Go ahead. Third grade science. Or no, 3rd grade history.
3rd grade history?
Yeah. Same as him. I'll stay in the same boat. I'll stay in the soggy ball.
Who leads the executive branch of the United States government?
The president of Correct. The United States of America. One Donald J. Trump.
All right, Giddens.
All right.
We're tied, baby.
Math and geography.
Geography.
And you got 4th and 5th grade left.
Let's go 4th grade math.
What is 7 times 8 minus 15?
7 times 8 minus 15.
I can tell you now. I don't even have to count like he's doing.
41.
Correct.
That's pitiful. I'll take 4th grade geography.
Which state is famous for its many geysers and hot springs, including Old Faithful?
That would be Hawaii. No. I'm trying to be funny, but I'm trying to think of what state it's in. I know where it is, but I don't know.
You don't know?
It's got to be. Is that Wyoming?
Correct.
Oh, I think he said Hawaii first.
At the buzzer. You have to be careful with David because sometimes he jokes.
Sometimes I'm trying
I gotta
to
start saying that all my first questions or first answers are jokes.
But you were serious, though, about Amelia Earnhardt.
Yeah.
Yeah, she drove the Daytona 500, first woman to ever.
That's right. She drive. Did. Okay. She's very impressive.
All right. So now he's got geography left and we're still tied. 3-3.
What is the capital city of Canada?
Ooh. I don't know that I know that.
The capital city of Canada?
Yes.
That is a trick question.
No, it's not. It's an actual question.
So essentially the Washington, D.C. of Canada.
Okay. Now you made it a little more valuable. I understand what you're talking about. Can I answer if he gets it wrong? I know for I, no points.
Yeah, for no points.
For no points.
I think I know it.
I'm not quite sure. I'm just going to go with Montreal.
Incorrect. It's Ottawa.
I was going to say that because I remember it from the NHL.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, the Ottawa Capitals?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So I got a chance to win this thing with fifth grade math. 2 + 2.
You can go.
4. I win.
You can forget it, David.
No.
Here's the question.
I can forget it.
What is the volume of a box that is 3 feet long, 2 feet wide, and 4 feet high?
Okay. The volume in feet?
In cubic feet.
Okay. Give me the dimensions again.
3 feet long.
Okay.
2 feet wide.
Okay.
And 4 feet high.
24.
Correct.
That's correct.
David actually got it right. There we go.
That was easy.
So, I win again. I'm just about tying this thing
up. Almost called
back to back, David.
I missed on a mispronunciation.
I'm sorry. You mispronunciated.
I've lost now on deserts and mispronunciations.